Professors claim to be living the life of the mind, but their careers are really about the death of the mind. Their careers are all about avoiding actual work, the idea being that in this way they can focus on thought. But the same fearfulness and dilatoriness that characterize their existences outside of the academy follow them into the academy, and, as professors, they prove to be as timid and sluggish as thinkers as they were as non-thinkers. Your problems follow you. Your identity follows you. As Confucius said, wherever you go, there you are. If you pursue an academic career in order to avoid having to confront your fears, you will be as much of a cripple and a non-entity as an academic as you are elsewhere. It may well be that your colleagues inside the academy are also impotent cowards, so that you are comfortable around them and you can tell one another that you are not broken cowards. But there is only so much that quadriplegics can do in the way of comforting one another, and the reality of your situation will always find ways to pierce the veil of your rationalizations. And that ugly reality will be at its most undeniable when you sit down at your computer and find that you simply cannot produce, sterility of thought being the consequence of your lack of agency. And so it is that professors are not living the life of the mind, but rather are bringing about the death of the mind. They flock to the academy out of fear, and they thus clog up the academy with cowards whose cowardice renders them as unable to think as it does to act, since, after all, thought, true thought, is a form of action. And they thus turn universities into bureaucracies where thought is discouraged, since its presence reminds the professors inside of those academies of their own inability to engage in it. There certainly have been legitimate professors, and there probably still are a few. But the only people who make for legitimate professors are people who become professors not to flee, but to conquer, not to cower, but to fight. For such people are as active and therefore as productive inside the academy as they are outside. But the academy being what it is, such people are seldom to be found there, and those few who do make an appearance seldom stay for long.